Welcome to session 3, and here we are looking at the effects of anxiety, and I'm going to look at them in two broad areas. We're going to look at the effects of anxiety on our thoughts, and we're going to look at the effect of anxiety on our behavior. Remember that the last time we looked at the causes of anxiety, and we looked at several causes. Now, what are the effects of anxiety on our thoughts? First of all, people begin to have fleeting or racing thoughts. Your thoughts just jump. They're so fast. Before you are able to pay attention or focus, it's gone. Fleeting or racing thoughts. Then we also, because of such fleeting and racing thoughts, people lose concentration. They are unable to concentrate on a particular thing and sustain concentration for a long time. And of course, you know that that will affect the quality or output of someone's work. And this is important for employers or leaders. When you find that you have someone who seems to be losing concentration, it may mean that the person may be suffering from some form of anxiety. It's good to pay close attention and get this person some help. Then it can also, another effect in our thoughts is unwanted thoughts. You know, intrusive thoughts. Thoughts that come into your mind that you didn't plan, that, you know, you can't get out. Now, we all have times when thoughts fly across. But for such a one, those unwanted thoughts come in and it's problematic. It can be very, very distressing for the person who is going through it. Now, remember that there is a relationship between our thoughts, the way we feel, and the way we behave. So, with fleeting thoughts, with loss of concentration, with unwanted thoughts, then the person begins to feel worried, begins to feel anxious, begins to feel wonder what's going on, dread, uncertain about the future. It's not as energetic as and as motivated as they would be, would not go after their work the way they normally would have. You may notice that such a person, if it's your co-worker or your spouse or your child, the child wakes up in the morning and is crying. Okay, now I'm coming to the behavioral aspects of anxiety. And it's crying a lot, crying for no reason. Or it's not waking up early. It's not as energetic and excited about going to school. There may be need to pay attention to that child. Okay, so other aspects of behavior that do show that the person is anxious can have to do with our sleep. Either the person is not sleeping, the person keeps turning in their sleep, you know, or they wake up tired in the mornings, you know, then they're becoming irritable, they get angry, fly off the handle very quickly, you know, at little things that ordinarily should not cause irritability. Then mistakes would be common at such times. You know, they're at work, they're making mistakes, the child is making mistakes in math sums, and it's not related to their ability, because you know that the child is able, but suddenly they're not doing well as they should, you know, and it's relating to common mistakes. You may need to pay attention to that. Then there's also palpitations. You just feel your heart is racing, your heart is beating faster, you're having sweaty palms, under your feet are sweaty, you know, some people could have chest pain, shortness of breath, you know, you feel as if you're not taking enough air, you're hyperventilating, you feel lightheaded, you know, as if you are faint, you know, you feel weak, you feel tired, you know, you wake up in the morning and it's a brand new day, it's a fresh day, but you're weak and you're tired. All this would be behavioral manifestations that something is going on and you may need to pay attention to it. So this is session 3, and this is looking at the effects of anxiety on the human being, his thoughts, his feelings, and his behavior. Thank you.